is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot. for Braylon Gordon here. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Swisharoo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandoe. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Backdoor, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordon here. Star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Ruchi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with a travel? Wow. Ruchi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie. We've got about a half minute to go in the junior varsity tilt. Redskins lead the Tigers 35-31, Fort Laramie over Jackson Center. In about 20 minutes or so, it's the varsity tilt. It's an important Shelby County Athletic League clash between two very good boys teams. Jackson Center, 14-1 on the year, 8-1 in SCAL play, ranked number 2 in the state this week, up from number 3 a week ago, ranked 2nd behind Richmond Heights in Division 4. Fort Laramie, 12-3 on the season, 5-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center and Ruchi have met twice. They're done. Split the two games they played. Jackson Center won by 12 at the Tigers gym. Ruchi won by 1 in the opening game to start the season at Ruchi. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie has suffered just 3 losses on the entire season, all 3 in the Shelby County Athletic League to Ruchi, to Jackson Center, and to Botkins. Early in the season, Fort Laramie Chuck played Jackson Center well at the Tigers gym, got behind early.
put on a spurt late in the game to make the final score very respectable. Since then, Fort Laramie certainly improved. Jackson Center's gotten better. This could be a game mid-60s tonight. Who knows? Could be a high-scoring tilt.
Not something that you normally in the past would expect a Jackson Center-Laramie game to be, but Jackson, you made a comment to me, and I wasn't sure I believed you,
yep.
But I think maybe I do now. This might be the best team that Jackson's had since Scott Elford's been there, and he's had some outstanding teams. But not only do they defend like all these teams do, this team has the most firepower, balanced firepower. I think that's the difference in this basketball team.
Yeah, Scott's had 24 years at Jackson Center, two stints with a five-year period in between those two stints back up at Upper Sandusky. And I really do. I think this is his best roster, firepower, explosiveness, speed, quickness up and down the floor. My gosh, three-point shooting as a team, mid-40 percentile range, 75% at the free throw line, out-rebounding the opponents 8-9 boards a game, only 7 turnovers per outing. Depth and size, when you consider Camden Reese, he's like a fullback tight end on the basketball floor, plus he facilitates and he quarterbacks the club. He'll bring the ball down the floor. He'll work from the point oftentimes and guard the best offensive player on the other team and do it well, as he did this past weekend.
Well, Friday night he guarded Carter Plyman. Now, let's face it, Carter Plyman scored 24 points. It wasn't all against Reese, but Carter Plyman was all they had. They scored 7 more points in the game than the other players that played.
Right.
Saturday night, he goes up against 6'8", Kanapke from Marion Local, and did an outstanding job of guarding him down on the block. Plus, like you said, he handles the ball. He is their point guard. He has just become as good a basketball player. I know he's not going to get Player of the Year recognition just for the fact he doesn't score a ton of points, and that's what people look at. But, boy, I'll tell you, he's as valuable as anybody out there.
And then when you consider Jackson Center's depth, it's Scott's deepest team. He'll play 8 or 9 in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the contest, and he doesn't lose a daggone bit when he does substitute.
No.
And Nolan Fark, a sharp shooter.
On a roll, boys.
Over 50% from three-point land for Fark. Jace Molenauer in the Shelby County Player of the Year conversation, no question about it. And Grant Elkert spotted up, and he was on fire on Saturday night. He'd not been shooting it real well, and he was red hot from distance. My, oh my, is there a weakness on this Jackson Center team?
Well, there's not. I mean, and you add Reed Platfoot at 6'5",
yep,
coming in, getting a lot of good minutes now. Played, held his own against the two big kids from Marion Local on Saturday night. It was a good game, but boy, they are just getting better and better and better.
Meanwhile, Fort Laramie has a County Player of the Year candidate,
yeah,
in Caleb Maurer. He does everything, including sell popcorn here at the gym. 18 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, 3.5 assists. Plays real good defense. He does a bit of everything. Brian Holscher at 7 a game, Ethan Kaiser at 9. If Fort Laramie is shooting well from three-point land, and that frees up Logan Eilerman inside a little bit, Fort Laramie could be dangerous tonight against Jackson Center. You know the Tigers are wary.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that we did to Austin Plyman, a 6'5 senior,
yep,
who has battled through injuries through his first 3 seasons with Fort Laramie, is now becoming a good basketball player. He's given them good minutes inside at 6'5". That is absolutely a plus for the Redskins.
Fort Laramie has split with Bodkins on the year, beating Bodkins here easily, falling by 7 at Bodkins. A real scrap going on for third place in the Shelby County League between Bodkins and Fort Laramie. Of course, Rushi and Jackson Center 8-1, tied for the top spot. 14-1 by way of overall record for Jackson Center, 15-1 for Rushi. Redskins 5-3 in the league, Bodkins 4-4 in the league. It's going to be a horse race right down to the wire. Anna has a chance to be spoiler and throw a wrench into things. Anna's got a game left with Bodkins.
Fort Laramie here in the last 3.5 weeks beat Anna twice. Anna's played real well, or I should say Fort Laramie has played exceedingly well, Chuck, in the last two victories. A week ago tonight, beat Anna by nearly 30 points, then came back on Saturday and whipped Houston by that many. And Fort Laramie's at the top of its game right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well. We saw them at Botkins, and that was kind of an anomaly because Botkins got embarrassed in this gym 2 weeks before that, and they came out on a mission, and they and Botkins played really well against Laramie Friday night up there. But Laramie's got the ability. I mean, Caleb Maurer is like we said, he's one of, to me, four legitimate candidates for Player of the Year in the league, and Ethan Kaiser. Now, Scott Elkert knows that that young man can set his feet and shoot the ball from the corner. I'll be shocked if he gets too many really good looks from that spot tonight.
Going to be important, I think, for Fort Laramie to get back on defense. Jackson Center's got better overall speed and quickness. The Redskins need to retreat and prevent Jackson Center from getting easy baskets, even after made shots at the other end. Jackson Center's going to push it. Corey Britton's team had better get back and play 5-on-5 and not allow the Tigers to get beyond them heading the other direction.
Right.
Because you can't give up easy ones to the Tigers. They're going to make enough outside jump shots as it is.
Yeah, you don't need the help.
Right.
And we haven't really talked much about Jace Mullenauer, another candidate for Player of the Year.
I mentioned him.
Yeah, but I'm saying that young man is just been on fire. He's such a good shooter. And then Bryson Roberts has been just playing some really, really good team basketball for Jackson. On the other side, besides Maurer and Kaiser, Austin Plyman playing well right now. Logan Eilerman needs to have a game.
Yep.
Max Maurer, I know he's not going to get a ton of time in the varsity game tonight, but boy, he was the difference in the JV. They were down 12 points, came back and won by 4. When he got his time in the fourth quarter, he's going to be a heck of a basketball player.
If anybody gets slighted by Jackson Center when the Tigers play defense, it might be Ryan Holscher. He's got to step up for Fort Laramie. And he could get some open looks. He needs the nail shot.
Right. And Holscher's a good shooter. I mean, he really is. You let him set his feet, the kid can make baskets. And he did a good job. I thought against Botkins, he probably was the only one that I would say had a good basketball game against him.
But, Chuck, while we have been talking, the 15-minute clock in between games has not yet started. Junior Varsity Tilt finished up several minutes ago. Won by Fort Laramie, the home team, beat Jackson Center, held on to take the triumph by, I think, 6.
Yes.
37-31 was the final.
Yep.
Varsity Tilt upcoming, visiting Jackson Center Tigers, second in the state against the Fort Laramie Redskins. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And there are key building components for these teams here tonight. Fort Laramie needs players to step up in addition to Caleb Maurer. Jackson Center has been well-rounded offensively all year long. Somehow, some way, the Redskins need to slow down. They can't contain, but they need to slow down this Jackson Center firepower tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. These two teams tonight, the Tigers and Redskins, have been very durable all year long, and both clubs, Fort Laramie here recently for sure, have been extremely efficient. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Key building components for the two clubs tonight, and key building components at Francis Schulze. That's where you need to go to get your building materials. Francis Schulze, well known among the lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists in the region. Looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. The office in Sydney is on Ohio Avenue. Go to ApplyOhio.com. ApplyOhio.com. Register now. That's ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it works. So many thanks to several Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the radio on your phone for high school sports. A big thank you to these folks from right here in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Those three with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. And thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, we welcome Nick Fullenkamp, who might be listening in tonight. All the staff and associates at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. You won't find better food than at Brookins. We say hi to Carl Arns. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation. It can customize and tailor an insurance plan. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker. See how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations. There's a branch right here in Fort Loramie, in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake as well. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. That Chuck, the Jackson Center Tigers coming off a victorious double weekend. Two triumphs, one over Botkins on Friday night against Marion Local on Saturday. You saw both games. I saw the Friday game. Jackson Center's defense in each contest, maybe the very best it's been all year. It's been rock solid. It is each campaign, one after another, under head coach Scott Elkert. But to do the job the Tigers did on Botkins and Marion Local, two quality opponents, and Jackson Center's defense was stifling.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about their offense. We've talked about, and that's something that we've not always talked about Jackson Center when we talk about them. But the one thing that is constant, and it is again this year, is they play as good a team defense, help defense, as anybody, not just in the area, but in the state of Ohio. They are so well coached, and I think that, and as hard as this is for me to say, I think this might be Scott Elkert's best job. He seems to be so content on the decision that he's made. And, boy, he is just doing an outstanding job with these young men this year.
Jackson Center normally at this point in the year averaging a little over 40 points a game. This year's club averaging over 50.
Right.
Defensively, this team consistent with every other Jackson Center club. In years past, this team allowing only 30 points per contest. It's hard to beat somebody, Chuck, where the best you can do is 7 to 8 points a quarter against them.
Yeah, it is hard, especially when you got a team at the other end that can shoot the ball as well as they do. They are going to be a tough out. They're going to, I just, I'm hoping. I think I've done enough in my life that maybe God will do this for me. I want to see Jackson and Rushi in a regional championship down at Trent.
Oh, I think we've got a very good chance of viewing that.
And that's taking nothing away from Jackson and Botkins and other teams. They are outstanding programs. But those two were just heads above this year.
I tell you what, once Corey Britton's club got rid of the shoulder pads and the football helmets, we see a real fine basketball program at work out on the court this season.
Oh, absolutely.
Took several games, but they fine-tuned their performance of the hardwood over the last several weeks and coming off two very potent high-scoring wins in the Shelby County Athletic League in the last 7 days.
And this is we saw Isaac hurt his knee again in that Martin Luther King game, and it looks like he's probably done. That hurts him some because he's a big, solid kid, and it's good that Austin Plyman has started to really play well for them because he's going to have to take up some slack now with Isaac out.
Yeah, even though Isaac may not be on the floor where he was a physical presence and also a spiritual leader, he is still a spiritual leader on that bench. They play hard for Isaac Ratterman.
Absolutely. He's just a good kid.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. We'll take a break. Return with more from here at the Fort Loramie High School gym. Fine crowd filing in. We've got red and black. We've got orange and black everywhere. The Redskins and the Tigers, second meeting of the season. I'm Jack along with Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We'd like to remind you about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. The drawing is during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Again, the drawing for the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle, Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. 2,000 tickets will be sold. 80 prizes will be awarded. You got a 4% chance to win. Attendance not required to win. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Two other games in the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side tonight. Fairlawn is at Botkins. Houston is at Anna. This past weekend on Saturday night, in case you missed it, New Bremen nipped Botkins at the Cardinals gym, 47-45. Anna topped West Liberty Salem, 44-36. As we noted earlier, Fort Loramie routed Houston, 63-31. And Chuck, in the game that you and Brian Billing covered, Jackson Center defeated Marion Local 45-30. Thanks as well for covering the afternoon game. Fort Loramie girls defeated Lima Babb 48-36. And I spoke with head coach Carla Siegel about an hour ago, and she is delighted. She says our club is playing its very best of the year. The last two games turned in by Victoria Mesher. Super.
Yeah, Mesher was really good. Skylar Albers had a really good game. I'm going to forget her name now.
Meyer.
Yeah, Marissa Meyer had a good game. And then Jaden Rose. I thought she had her best game of the year that I've seen for them. Made a big three, and that was part of it. But she handled the ball well on the perimeter. Did a nice job.
I said, Carla, you played your best zone offense.
Oh, boy.
Best zone offense turned in by the Fort Loramie girls on Saturday for the whole season. And she said, how about the last two or three years?
I was getting ready to say, maybe in all the time I've seen them play against zones, that might have been the best they've attacked.
Yeah. We've got the tip-off upcoming, starting lineups for next. Fort Loramie at home against Jackson Center. Should be an outstanding game tonight. Redskins coming into the contest 12-3 overall. Jackson Center number 2 in the state, 14-1. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Starting lineups for the homestanding Fort Laramie Redskins being introduced. Tigers opening five is on the floor. We're seconds away from the start of this game. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines available from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays is Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. First time around, Caleb Maurer scored 21 for Fort Laramie against Jackson Center. Nolan Fark drilled in 20. Jace Mullenauer had 15 for Jackson Center in that 8-point early season win by the Tigers over the Redskins. Opening tip to start the game won by Jackson Center. It's Grant Elkert on the arc, 6'2 senior. He's on the floor with Bryson Roberts and Camden Reese. Nolan Fark's got the ball at the foul line. Fark, a 6'2 senior, averaging 12.5 on the year. Roberts straight away. Now Camden Reese. Reese being picked up by big Austin Plyman, who's in the opening five for the Redskins. Uh-oh, long three, right corner. Grant Elkert right through the cylinder, bottom of the well, on the money.
Right what he left off Saturday night. He was 4 for 5 on threes against Marion Local.
Fort Laramie Redskins go with Logan Eilerman. Big Austin Plyman is at the post. And then Ryan Holscher, Ethan Kaiser, and Caleb Maurer round out the opening five. Kaiser and Holscher at about 8 points a game. Logan Eilerman, 6.5. Caleb Maurer at 18 in the post area. It is Logan Eilerman with the ball. Sends it back out on the arc to Ethan Kaiser. Good man-to-man defense by Jackson Center. Caleb Maurer is being hedged out high. Can't go right, can't go left. Chucks up a three, way short. Rebound Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. There's that fast break I was talking about in the pregame. Redskins didn't get back. And Camden Reese made a great bounce pass to Mullenauer.
Yep.
Angled it on two hops.
Hit him right in stride.
Yep, about 35 feet down the floor. Layup good. 5-0 Jackson Center. High right with the ball, Logan Eilerman. Now to Ryan Holscher. Holscher on the bounce. Austin Plyman, 6'5". Logan Adaman, 6'4". We'll see if the Redskins can use those big boys on the interior. Deep right corner, Kaiser's got it. Rotates on top. Fort Loramie is being stymied right now, but Jackson Center's good man-to-man D. We played 2 minutes, 5-0, Jackson Center. Here's Maurer, picked up by Fark, 30 feet away. Flips it back on the arc to Eilerman, who steps back and launches the three-pointer. It skids across the rim. Weak side rebound, Mullenauer. Outlet down the floor to Camden Reese, now to Elkert. Goes baseline to a teammate who powers to the rim and scores. What a move. Camden Reese barred to the basket. He gave it up to Elkert. He fed it right back to Reese. Timeout, Fort Loramie. 2.5 gone. Opening stanza, 7-0 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Chuck, you said it during the break. Fort Loramie stuck in molasses like they're in quicksand. Jackson Center has burned them up and down the floor so far. Tigers lead it 7-0. Here's Fort Loramie attacking in the right corner. It's Kaiser. He wants to drive, and he's shut off by Camden Reese. Throws it 30 feet away to Maurer. Maurer's got a lane. Maurer's to the rim. Challenged at the basket. Overshot it. But a foul against Jackson Center. And it's Caleb Maurer at the line for two for the Redskins, who trail 7-0. 5:01 to go here in the first quarter.
A is so hard to defend, because if you step out on him like they just did, he go around you. If you don't, he'll shoot the three.
Foul shot by Caleb Maurer is good. 7-1. Redskins are on the board. Second free throw by Caleb. One bounce. And that is swished. 7-2. Jackson Center leads. Fort Loramie without a field goal so far. And Jackson Center has nailed three of them. Top of the circle, Camden Reese. Austin Plyman on him. Ball thrown to the foul line to Mullenauer. He rises up and hits a 15-foot jumper.
He just elevates and shoots in traffic. He just, you cannot distract the kid.
9-2. Fort Loramie trails. Logan Eilerman straight away. On the inside to Austin Plyman. Little turnaround half hook is in. Danced around. Hit every centimeter of the iron. 8-footer goes down through the ropes. 9-4 in favor of Jackson Center. The Tigers airmail up a three from deep in the right corner. High off the iron, no good. Rebound in the baseline, out of bounds, off Jackson Center. Redskins get it.
I'm not sure. I didn't see what happened. All of a sudden, Holscher was laying on the ground down there, but I didn't see any Jackson Center players around him.
That was a little quicker shot, I think, than head coach Scott Elkert would have preferred.
Well, you got a kid that's on a roll, so, you know, sometimes you got to let him shoot it.
4:10 to go here in the first quarter, 9-4 Tigers. Here's Ethan Kaiser outside the arc on the left. High right to Caleb Maurer, 30 feet out. Good matchup there, Fark on Maurer. Now a switch. Reed Platfoot in the game for Jackson Center. He checks Maurer. Straight away, Meyer. Meyer being hounded 25 feet out by Lucas Heitkamp, who's coming off the bench. Nice little screen for Logan Eilerman. Jumping, shooting from behind the arc, off the heel. Rebound yanked down by the Tigers. Here they go. Barging right down the middle of the floor goes Camden Reese, out of control. Shot it high off the glass. It comes to Fort Loramie. Maurer at midcourt. Hits a cutting Logan Eilerman. Baseline right. Made an off-balance shot, but he charged before contact. No goal. Head coach Corey Britton says the Tiger defensively wasn't set. Shoulder might have been lowered.
He dropped the shoulder. It gets called 90% of the time on the offense.
3:27 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center 9, Fort Loramie 4. Camden Reese walks it to the point to Mullenauer. Elbow left. There's that jump shot of his. It's patented. It's right on the mark. Two more for Mullenauer.
Coming off a screen. I mean, it's a set play. What a sweet shot he's got.
11-4, Jackson Center. 5 minutes gone, opening period. Deep right corner, Fort Loramie. It's Kaiser. High left to Plyman. Big Austin Plyman hangs on. Now Caleb Maurer trying to use Plyman as a screen. There's a high arching bomb hoisted in from deep by Caleb Maurer.
He is the equalizer. He's the one that can keep Loramie in this game.
11-7 on the triple by Maurer, who expertly used the screen given to him by Austin Plyman. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Here's Mullenauer, deep in the left corner. He's got a little crease, and he goes barreling toward the basket. A lot of contact at the rim, and he draws a two-shot foul. 2:33 left, opening period. 11-7, Jackson Center. Mullenauer at the free throw stripe. As I mentioned, he had a 15-point game against Fort Loramie first time around. Foul shot good. Boy, this club hits free throws at, I think, about a 75% clip on the year. Excuse me. Officially 72.5. At Fort Loramie from the stripe on the season, not quite that good. Both shots by Mullenauer, perfect. Right on the button. 10-point game.
Eight-point
game for Mullenauer so far. 8 of the 13. Tigers lead up a 6, 13-7. 2:20 left to go here in the opening period. Deep in the left corner, Maurer double-teamed on the arc to Holscher. He explores the lane. Tiger defenders tried to swallow him up. Did bother the shot. He missed it. And then Jackson Center got a run out the other way. Wow, well done by the Tigers. Lucas Heitkamp. We mentioned it in the pregame. Jackson Center will motor up and down the floor with a high-octane pace. You'd better get back. 15-7. Tigers lead by 8. Minute 50 left in the first period. Holscher on the arc. Handoff on the play to Caleb Maurer. Back to Holscher in the right corner. Goes baseline. Closed off by Camden Reese. Now Holscher. Here's Kaiser. Sets up. Line drive 3. Clanged off the rim. And Mullenauer spears the rebound with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter.
You got Holscher and Worman in the game. They look so much alike.
Guard Aiden Worman out there now for Fort Loramie, as Chuck noted. 6'1 senior. Here's Reed Blatfoot on the arc, dribbling quite nicely. Big man hands it off to Camden Reese. He retreats 25 feet away. They clear out for Camden. Drives against Holscher. Tries to go cross-court to Mullenauer. Intercepted. Athletic play by Caleb Maurer. Here's a no-look pass on the break. Driving layup. Worman on the finish. Well done by Caleb Maurer. Good dish. Nice 3-on-2. Snappy fast break by Fort Loramie, which trails 15-9. 46 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Mullenauer has the ball for Jackson Center outside the arc on the right. He goes to Lucas Heitkamp. Lucas Heitkamp sees a little avenue. There he goes to the rim. Wow, Fort Loramie didn't pick him up. Heitkamp, an easy deuce.
Looked like the parting of the Red Sea there.
17-9. Jackson Center ahead by 8. Tigers have gotten some easy buckets. Even Mullenauer's jumpers have curled off screens. They've been wide open. 12 seconds to go in the initial period. 8-point lead, Jackson Center. Behind the arc, Caleb Maurer. They want to clear out for him. Heitkamp is on him. Caleb Maurer uses the elbow to fend off the Jackson Center player. He missed the jumper anyway, but he's nailed for foul number 2. Boy, that hurts.
Yeah, that's his second. That was iffy. I thought it was a no call, if anything.
I would have let it go. Yep, I'm reading your mind.
But he's standing, the referee's right down there, looked at it.
2.6 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center 17, Fort Loramie 9. On the run, Fark midcourt, not quite there. Set shot while moving, it is short. Fark gave it a try, heaved it from 50-some feet. Jackson Center up by 8 at the end of the first quarter over Fort Loramie, 17-9 on Scores, broadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is at 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business at Cutaway, giving you your best do. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years doing business at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, new underwriting sponsor this sports season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Enjoy having Cutaway Styling Salon on with us. Fort Loramie trailing by 8, opening 22nd, second quarter. Ryan Holscher ahead of the key, hand off to Aiden Worman. Worman on the bounce. Caleb Maurer with two fouls has got it. He tries to slide it back door to Worman, cutting toward the rim, deflected out by Jackson Center. Good defense.
Yeah, it was good thought, good pass, but the defense was better.
Baseline right of the rim, Caleb Maurer. Throws it in around the defender. Nolan Fark is doing jumping jacks, trying to interfere with the pass. And on the court, two passes later, foul, Jackson Center away from the ball.
They all saw it, so it must have happened.
7:27 to go, second quarter, 17-9. Jackson Center, ball inbounded to midcourt, broken up on the play by Fark. Fark anticipated the pass, missed the layup, though. Back the other way, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer to Ethan Kaiser. Shake and bake. Maurer, head of the key. Hands it off to Worman, 30 feet out. 8-point lead, Jackson Center. Minute gone, second quarter. High left, Austin Plyman. Gives it up on the play to Caleb Maurer. Straight away, Worman. Hand off Wolscher, or I should say Holscher. Camden Reese on him. Near side to Kaiser. He explores the lane area, goes toward the basket, awkward shot off to the left. Scrum for the rebound. Jackson Center comes out of the melee with it. Up the floor is Camden Reese. Gave it up, got it back. Hit Grant Elkert straight away. He didn't pull the trigger.
Good choice.
Far left wing to Fark. Holscher on his back, and he fouls him. Nope, Jackson Center ruled to have stepped out of bounds.
Well, he got bumped, but that's all part of the game, I guess. You got to be stronger than that.
6:33 left in the second. Jackson Center ahead by 8, 17-9. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Always savings on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus white and gray shaker cabinets. They'll be in stock in just a few weeks. You can order, get them in 10 to 14 days. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Nearly 2 minutes gone, second quarter, foul on Jackson Center. It was common. Three on each team. Fort Loramie inbounds to Austin Plyman, head of the key.
Second foul on Elkert now.
Plyman got a good look in that first quarter, short shot in the paint. Let's see if Fort Loramie can find him and get the ball below the foul line again. Here is Caleb Maurer. He probes down the right side of the lane, rises up, banks it, missed it, no good. 10-footer wouldn't roll in off the iron, and Jackson Center got the carom. Quickly down the floor is Mullenauer. Mullenauer with a staggered dribble down the left side of the lane, drew contact. It's common. Jackson Center ball, baseline left of the rim, up 8, 17-9. 5:46 to go here in the second. Grant Elkert out. Reed Platfoot back in for Jackson Center.
Well, they're calling the game tight. You have to adjust as a player.
Platfoot, a 6'5 sophomore. and he's got skills already. Ball inbound to Mullenauer. Mullenauer, baseline right, fading away, long two, hit the iron, went way up in the air. Rebound splashed out of bounds by Fort Loramie below the basket.
He looked like he tried to throw the ball off of Maurer. I don't think he realized that he could have just tossed him the ball.
Tigers bounce it on the arc to Fark. He goes baseline left. Cut off at the short corner by Kaiser. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Platfoot. Fark's got it 20 feet away. Plyman out on Camden Reese, who hangs on to it. 5:20 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center 17, Fort Loramie 9. Dribbling Camden Reese near the Redskins logo. Now he retreats. Sizes up the Fort Loramie defense. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Mullenauer. He slices into the lane. A running 10-footer. Yes. Woo! Jace Mullenauer around the foul line. Elbow either side of it. Cutting toward the basket in the paint. He is deadly.
He gets his shoulder squared so quickly. He just said, and what a great job by Reese. He just facilitated that, held it, got the ball right to him when he needed to.
19-9, Jackson Center. Just under five to play here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie has it 20 feet out on the left. It's Maurer, picks up his dribble to Ethan Kaiser between the rings. Jackson Center has its biggest advantage, 10 points. Logan Eilerman weaves to Holscher behind a screen, left corner Kaiser. Can't get free enough, though, to let it fly. Fark is on Caleb Maurer. He's at the point high left. Here's Platfoot on Kaiser. Kaiser gets a screen. Long one, might have been out of his range even. No good. It was strong into the right. And the ball hit the hardwood, rolled out of bounds to the bleachers, and the Tigers will bring it down the floor.
He needs to be able to get both feet set before he shoots his three, and that time he couldn't. It's a good defense.
Yep, that one was forced. Very good D by Jackson Center. Here is Camden Reese going to work. Down the lane, back to the basket. Little semi-hook in the paint area. Off target, foul against Fort Loramie on the rebound. 5 fouls in the Redskins, 3 on the Tigers. 4:04 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie stuck at 9. Ball inbound of a Jackson Center below the basket. Then pitch to Mullenauer on the arc. Right back down inside to Camden Reese. Tries to muscle up from 5 feet, left it short. Here's Fort Loramie on the move. Kaiser out back to Logan Eilerman. Now to Caleb Maurer. Fark draws that assignment. Maurer gives it up to Werman. Now Logan Eilerman, high left to Maurer. Fort Loramie's offense has been stalled by good D from Jackson Center the entire game, and it causes an errant throw. Poor pass. Jackson Center's got it. Here's Blackfoot down the floor. Deep right corner to Fark. Fark with a shot fake, then lets it go. A bomb. No good off the flange. Look at Reed Blackfoot go to work in the glass. Left it short, no good. Thought he was fouled. Fine board work by Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Lobs it down to Austin Plyman. Plyman out in front of everybody. 2 points. Good look by Maurer.
Good job of running the floor by Plyman.
Big bucket by Austin Plyman. He's got a couple. 19-11. Jackson Center by 8. 2:53 to go, second quarter. High right, Bryson Roberts, who's back in now for Jackson Center. Gives it up to Camden Reese. Fark is forced out high, head of the key, starts a drive, into the top of the circle, foul line, doesn't shoot. Now Bryson Roberts, 25 feet away, picked up by Caleb Maurer. Camden Reese deals to the elbow to Mullenauer, back to the basket. Holscher put a hand on him and picked up the personal foul.
Still common. That's the last one. They'll be shooting a one-on-one after the next one.
Quick pace, good scoring first quarter, but it has slowed down here in the second as these defenses feel each other out. 2:27 left till halftime. 19-11, Jackson Center in the lead. Ball inbounded by the Tigers. Deep in the left corner is Lucas Heitkamp. Handoff on the play to Mullenauer. From short range, it's on the rim and off. He couldn't get it to go. Fort Loramie snagged the rebound. Caleb Maurer down the floor, change of pace. Throws to Logan Eilerman in the lane. It's a hot potato. He whipped it to the corner to Kaiser. He couldn't hang on.
Yeah, he had no choice but to throw it hard because he was going out of bounds, but that there wasn't any way Kaiser's catching that pass.
How many turnovers for these two clubs, Chuck?
That's three for Loramie and two for Jackson. They're not really turning the ball over much. Neither team's rebounding either, really.
2 minutes left, first half, 19-11. Jackson Center in the lead by eight. Fark at midcourt. Fark at the head of the key. Ethan Kaiser on him. Jackson Center in the road, gray, top to bottom, orange numbers outlined in black. Fort Loramie home, white, red numerals, trimmed in black. Ball thrown to Mullenauer in the lane area. Here's a turnaround fadeaway, left it short, rebounding foul on the back against Jackson Center. Now Fort Loramie has managed to contain Jackson Center offensively much of this period.
Well, they have, but I tell you, Jackson's also missed about five or six shots they're not going to usually miss right around the basket.
But the Tigers' defense has kept Fort Loramie from scoring and catching up. Tigers still ahead by 8, 19-11. Low scoring pace in quarter number two. Logan Adaman, top of the circle, faces the basket. Deals near side to Caleb Maurer. Shoots it over Fark, way offline. We could tell when it left his fingertips. Air ball it. Rebound down to Mullenauer of Jackson Center. Quickly into the post to Reed Flatfoot. Back to the basket. He's got Kaiser on his hip. Reed right in front. In and out. Tough break on the eight-footer. Little softer touch. That would have gone in.
Good move. Just, yeah, no touch.
Under a minute to go. First half. We're stuck at 19-11. Outside the arc on the left, it's Adaman. Left wing, Holscher. Holscher hands off on the play to Werman. Back to Holscher, sliding to the rim. In for two. Good clear out on the left side. Holscher took advantage, one-on-one. And Fort Loramie is within six. Jackson Center hasn't scored in nearly 2.5 minutes.
But they're only within eight on that scoreboard.
28, 27, 26 seconds to go here in the first half. 19-13 Tigers. Nolan Fark at FL at midcourt has the ball tucked under his right arm. 12, 11, 10. Let's see who the man of the final minute is for Jackson Center. Fark starts a drive, pulls up at the elbow on the right, and banked in a 17-footer. Here's a long, long heave by Darren Adaman of Fort Loramie. It's off the back wall. I don't think Nolan Fark meant to bank that shot at all. It wasn't the angle from which you normally bank it. He was just outside the foul stripe, right of the key, 16, 17 footer, and he muscled that one a little too heavy, but it kissed in off the window. Big bucket, Jackson Center, final couple seconds of the second quarter to give the Tigers an 8-point lead. That 8-point margin is restored again at 21-13. 21-13 Jackson Center over Fort Loramie here at the half. Gives us the chance to tell you all about Burke Petroleum in Minster. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. The green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, burkepetroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. I'd like to tell you all about one of our fine Fort Loramie sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, M&A Muffler and Tires. It's a good idea to get those new tires right away before the next two or three winter storms. Get the grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale. You'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Halftime score, Jackson Center 21, Fort Loramie 13. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, Jackson has an 11-7 rebounding advantage. They out-rebounded Marion by 10, a much bigger Marion team by 10 on Saturday, so that's not real surprising. 2-0 on the offensive boards. Loramie does not have an offensive rebound in the first half. Three turnovers for the Redskins, two for Jackson. Both teams did a great job of taking care of the basketball. Both teams 2-2 from the free throw line. Jace Mullenauer has 10 for Jackson. They got 4 from Lucas Heitkamp. Grant Elkert has 3. They got 2 from Fark. They got 2 from Camden Reese. They scored 17 and 4, 21 for the first half. Loramie led by Caleb Maurer with 5. Austin Plyman with 4, then they got 2 from Holscher, 2 from Weirman. They scored 9 and 4, and they trail it 21-13 at the half.
So, if I heard you right, Chuck, the second quarter was a 4-4 standoff?
It was 4-4, and there is nobody, well, there's probably people that don't understand this, but I guarantee you that coaching staff knows. They knew this was going to be a tough basketball game. You're not going to come into Loramie. I don't care how well you're playing. You're not running Loramie off the floor. They're going to play with you. They got too many athletes, and they're too well coached.
And the defense has settled in. 26 points combined in the first period. 8 combined for the two clubs in quarter number 2. That's our halftime report. Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie in a big SCAL boys game tonight. 21-13 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Fort Loramie. We're a moment away from the start of our third quarter. Jackson Center Tigers 21, Fort Loramie Redskins 13. It was a defensive tussle in that second quarter. Offense has clicked in the first 8 minutes. Defenses took control in the second 8 minutes. Each team scored 4 points. That was it. Set out.
Neither team. Both teams had shots. Both teams had some that are going to make most of the time. But every shot's contested. So in this third quarter, especially about the first 3 minutes, this is going to be a key, whether it's going to be a game or if Jackson's going to pull away.
Yeah, Jackson Center clearly missed three or four that second quarter from darn near point-blank range. Yeah, they were challenged. Ball got up on the rim, wouldn't go in. Jackson Center with possession to start the second half. Camden Reese has the ball high right, looks for a cutter. Tigers have on the floor the five who began the game. Grant Elkert, Nolan Fark, Camden Reese, Jace Molenauer, Bryson Roberts. We had a push off in the deep left corner against Ryan Olscher of Fort Loramie. Ball will be inbounded side court, three or four steps from the corner. Caleb Maurer is on Bryson Roberts. Chest pass into Camden Reese. Picked up 30 feet away by Logan Eilerman. Outside the arc on the left to Molenauer. Molenauer on the bounce. Out of Camden Reese. Plyman comes out on Grant Elkert. Grant gives it up to Camden Reese. He's left open. Sets and shoots the three. It is in and out. Oh, my goodness. Was down below the cylinder. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Grant Elkert. He lines up a three ball. It's short. And Fort Laramie's off and running with a rebound. Ball thrown by Caleb Maurer outside the arc on the right flank to Ethan Kaiser. And that time, Chuck, he had plenty of space and clearance.
Yep.
And Ethan Kaiser poured it through.
You let him set his feet, and he shoots over 50% from 3 points.
Yep, Fort Laramie got down the court quickly, and Kaiser was able to set up. 5-point game now, 21-16. Here's Bryson Roberts gunning from long distance. No, off the back frame, the board to Fort Laramie. 6:35 to go here in the third.
The wrong people are shooting the ball right here to start the third quarter for Jackson, that's for sure.
I would agree. Redskins have closed within five. Holscher straight on, gives up his dribble. Near side to Austin Plyman. Austin Plyman arches up a floater from three-point land. No, hit the flange. Long board to Camden Reese. To Fark. Fark lines up the three. Off to the right, little crooked. Long rebound, Fort Laramie's Plyman tracked it down, reaching in on Elkert. Number three. 6:11 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center has 21 points. Fort Laramie, 16. Jackson Center, Chuck, has only scored 4 points in the last 11 and a half minutes, going back to late in the first period.
Well, let's give Laramie some credit. Let's give some very poor shot selection here to start the third quarter.
I'd agree. Deep right corner, Kaiser for Fort Laramie. Bounce pass baseline to Logan Eilerman. Logan was in a pickle. That was a short 4-foot pass. And luckily for Logan, Jackson Center got a mitt on the ball and stabbed it out of bounds. Below the rim, Redskins lob in, out back to Kaiser. Now Holscher straight away. Left flank, Eilerman, 5:40 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie within five, 21-16. Holscher gets a screen. Now to Plyman on the arc. Hangs on, looks for Caleb Maurer. Hand off to Caleb, 30 feet away. Now to Logan Eilerman. Camden Reese guards him. Ball given up to Kaiser, to Plyman. Holscher. Holscher 30 feet out. Nearly a moving screen by Austin Plyman. Ball thrown far left side of the floor to Caleb Maurer. Little shake and bake move. Pull up 5-footer. Banked it in. Hesitation by Caleb Maurer. Suspended himself in air and dropped in a short shot. Found a little lane to drive through and scored and cut the Tigers' lead to 3, 21-18. Here's Fort Laramie defending. Jackson Center throws the ball across the bottom of the key. Mullenauer, a catch and a score and a foul. That was a big bucket for Jackson Center.
Boy, that ball crawled over the rim. I'm not sure how it got up over there.
It stayed on there for about 2 seconds, it seemed like.
And you're right. That's a big one because I'm telling you right now, Laramie gaining confidence. And Jackson had her chance to kind of put this away. And now Laramie's going to be in the game till the end.
Three-point play converted by Jace Mullenauer. Hour. What a game for him, Chuck. How many?
He's got 13.
Number 12 on his back has 13 points. Jace Mullenauer, fine performance. He had 15 in the first meeting between the two clubs. That three-point play has enabled Jackson Center to go on top of 6, 24-18, after Laramie had cut it to 21-18 with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ethan Kaiser on the arc. Check by Camden Reese. Here's Worman. Worman's 33, Holscher 23. Maurer might have gotten away with a walk. Left it on the arc to Austin Plyman. A long one, in, out, and back in. Oh, it jiggled the rim and the backboard and fell through.
Should have been worth four. That thing was on the rim for a half an hour.
What a shot by Austin. It brought the crowd to its feet on the Fort Laramie side. Three-point lead, Tigers. 4:07 to go, third quarter. Twirling into the lane goes Mullenauer. Feeds right wing to Fark. Fark's line drive shot short, clanged off the rim. Long board to Fort Laramie. Fast break to Logan Eilerman. Shot blocked on the play. Mullenauer went up and got a piece of it. No, my mistake. It was Lucas Hartle. Deep three, left corner, Jackson Center. It's buried. Hartle got the block at one end. The three ball at the other. Big sequence right there.
Well, they've got some kids that are role players that are really good basketball players.
Jackson Center ahead by 6, 27-21. 3:28 to go, third quarter. Here's a baseline turnaround J by Logan Eilerman. Tried to bank it, left it short. Rebound down to the Tigers. Camden Reese motors up the floor, gives it to Mullenauer. He sees a little crack in the Fort Laramie defense, wants to drive, blocked near the rim, out of bounds off the Redskins.
Athlete against athlete, Maurer got the advantage that time, blocked it.
3:14 to go in the third. Jackson Center 27, Fort Laramie 21. Good night for Austin Plyman. He checks out, gets a respite for head coach Corey Britton's crew. Ball inbounded right corner. Shake and bake move, but Jackson Center's hurdle around one player or another was blocked below the rim. Might have gotten fouled. Loose ball to Fort Laramie. Ball thrown quickly into the post to Darren Eilerman. Goes to work. Bank shot short. He thought he was nudged. No call. Rebound Jackson Center. It's loose at midcourt. Darren Eilerman goes diving for it and clips the Tiger from behind.
Well, that was a foul at this end, a foul at that end, and another foul at this end. None of them called, so at least they're consistent.
2:50 to go, third quarter. Yep, it was rough and tumble there for a while. On the arc for Jackson Center, ready to shoot, was Lucas Heitkamp. But trying to fight through the screen was Darren Eilerman. He's called for the foul.
Well, he's angry because he got fouled two times in a row down there. Neither one called, but he just picked up two silly fouls to have to go sit down. Max Maurer checked in the game. That kid had a great JV game.
Four fouls on the Redskins this half. Here's a muscle-up play by Chase Mullenauer at 5'10". He's strong. He drove baseline left. A head fake, another head fake. Got a couple Redskins off their feet and dropped it in. Jackson Center up 8, 29-21. What a night for Jace Mullenauer. He's the MVP of the evening for the Tigers. Here's Ethan Kaiser driving the right side of the lane in the paint area. Turns around, floats up a fadeaway from 10, hits the rim, bounds to Camden Reese for Jackson Center. Here's a baseline drive by the Tigers. It's muscled up and in! Oh, what a play by Lucas Heitkamp. Looked like he was defended and might be stopped. He powered to the basket, kissed one in off the window, a run by the Tigers, who spurt to a 10-point advantage. 31-21. 2:06 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
That's seven straight points for Jackson Center. Fort Laramie had cut it to 21-18, I think 24-21 a couple minutes ago. Tigers with a surge and had that double-digit edge back. 31-21. Lead was 10 once or twice in the first half. Here's Fort Laramie, baseline left. Here's a turnaround fadeaway shot, arched up there by Caleb Maurer. Couldn't crawl it over the edge of the rim. Good defense by Jackson Center, which made an 8-footer even tougher. And the Tigers snatched the rebound. Jackson Center, a chance to go up 12 or 13. Would be the widest margin of the game.
Fort Laramie does not have an offensive rebound here in this game.
35 feet away, Camden Reese. Handoff out high to Reed Platfoot. 1:16 to go, third quarter. Tigers up 10, working clock. Trying to shorten this third period. Here's Lucas Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Good third quarter for Lucas.
Yeah, he's going to be a heck of a ball player. He's only a sophomore.
Yep. And pound for pound, rock solid. Does all the little things well and can score. Getting more confidence, scoring the basketball. Clock being worked down to 48, 47 seconds to go, third period. 31-21, Jackson Center. Camden Reese out of the key. Bounce pass, Platfoot at the post, back to Camden on the arc. Goes baseline, screens for Farker, doesn't shoot. Rotated out high to Lucas Heitkamp. Now it's Camden Reese, 35 feet away. 26, 25, 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Heitkamp motions for Camden Reese to come out and get it. He does. 18, 17, 16. Jackson center. Working clock. We're down to 11, 10. An overplay by Fort Loramie. Jackson center starts to drive. Nearly walks. 6 seconds to go. Here is Reed Blackfoot in the lane. Oh, he got away with one, maybe two walks. Shoveled it with the left hand. It rolled off the rim. Foul, active shooting. It goes against the Redskins. Or was it on the pivot? Nope. As he was releasing the ball, that's what I thought. Big break for Jackson center, which walked twice badly.
Yeah, that was a long step he got away with, that's for sure.
And a two long ones without putting the ball on the floor.
That was an Asian step. That wasn't even a Euro step.
Free throw by Blackfoot. Blackfoot is good. Second shot dead center as well. And Jackson center is up a dozen. 2 seconds to go, third quarter. Austin Kleiman at midcourt. Shot deflected. And Jackson center closes out the third quarter with a flourish. Jackson center Tigers 31. Fort Loramie Redskins, or I should say Jackson center 33. Fort Loramie 21 at the end of the third period on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hey, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you. Opening seconds, fourth quarter, foul in Jackson center. Fort Loramie will inbound right of the rim, down by 12. 9 straight points for Jackson center. Here is Logan Eilerman catching the inbounds pass outside the lane to the right. Tucked the ball in his right armpit, got away with a bunny hop, a walk. Missed the shot, was fouled, and he'll shoot two. I guess if you let it go at one end, Chuck, you let it go at the other.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any foul there on this one, but Eilerman at the free throw line.
Free throw Eilerman, short, no good, missed it. 5 team fouls in Fort Loramie, 3 on Jackson center. Eilerman lipped the rim, no, neither one, went in Jackson center. Reeled in the rebound, out ahead to Nolan Fark. Tigers up 12, 33-21. Here's Blackfoot going below the basket against Austin Flyman. Then bounces it to the top of the circle to Camden Reese. To Blackfoot to Reese. Hand off to Nolan Fark. 12-point lead Jackson center. Here's Mullenauer sprinting down the lane. Bounce pass inside to Blackfoot. Up with the left hand. High off the glass. Rim. No. Rebound Fort Loramie.
Got all the moves. He's having trouble putting the ball in the basket tonight.
Just not finishing his Reed Blackfoot, but you're right. He's got the maneuvers. Oh, here's Caleb Maurer out of control down the pike in the paint area. Bailed out by Jackson center, which mugged him. He had no chance to make that shot, but he earns two at the stripe. Fort Loramie held in check to 21 points. Jackson center coming off a great defensive weekend. Another fine defensive show here this evening. Free throw by Caleb Maurer. Swish. 33-22 Jackson center. Fort Loramie's first point in 4 minutes, overlapping two quarters of play. Second shot in. Both of them smack dab in the middle, right down through the cylinder. Here is Jackson Center at midcourt, token pressure for Gormley. Tigers bring it ahead, leading by 10, 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center ranked number 2 in the state this week in the latest Division 4 boys poll. Richmond Heights, last year state champs, number 1, Rushi fourth. Top of the circle, it's Mullenauer, high dribble, handoff to Camden Reese.
Of the teams that aren't allowed to recruit, though, Jackson Center is number 1.
I like that. Camden Reese head of the key, dumps it off on the play to Heitkamp. Popping out to catch is Mullenauer. Yeah, 3 years of Richmond Heights basketball. Chuck, I checked the rosters. Only two players in the program, 3 players for 3 years, and only 2 repeat players from last year to this year. Other than that, the roster entirely new.
Well, it's amazing that they get all those 6'10 move-ins.
Foul Fort Loramie away from the ball. 16 fouls on the Redskins, who are down 10 now, 33-23. 6:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Heitkamp deep in the right corner, gets the inbounds pass. Hits a cutter through the lane. It's Mullenauer. Reverse layup, left hand short. Foul Fort Loramie.
Holster just fouled out.
That right there, Chuck, another one of a myriad of shots for Jackson Center around the basket tonight that the Tigers have simply missed.
He made a good move because Holster really couldn't guard him. He just picked up his fourth. They were trying to get a sub in for him. But then he got to the basket, and Holster fouled him. But he should have made that shot, yes.
Yeah, we've seen players tonight, what, kind of short-arm the ball around the basket?
Yeah.
Expecting more contact than they're getting.
They're all just excited about the big snow day tomorrow.
Both free throws good by Mullenauer. How do you spell day? D-E-Y? Snow day.
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 Yes.
35-23, Mullenauer drains both foul shots, timeout called. 6 minutes to go in the game. Jackson Center enjoys a 12-point cushion on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them. Crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Speaking of maybe a snow day for the schools tomorrow, that was a snow day up in Buffalo at S-N-O-W-D-E-Y. Snow day for the Bengals against the Bills.
Yep, I'll tell you what, the Bengals are the best team in the AFC.
Here is a drive to the rim by Logan Heilerman. Boy, that was all strength. He muscled between two Tigers, baseline right, went to the rack and dropped it home off the window. 35-25, Jackson Center leads. Here's a long three, Nolan Fark. He gets untracked. Wow, he drilled it from 29 feet. Might have been the longest make of the night. Right in front of Scott Elkert and his coaching crew down to her left. Big bomb by Fark. 38-25, Jackson Center by 13. 5 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie's field goal by Eilerman a moment ago. The Redskins' first 2 points in several minutes. Back to a moment late in that third period. Outside the arc in the right, Maxwell Maurer chucks it up. Bingo! He's got it. I think he was completely behind the arc.
No, they said he had a toe on the line.
Oh, just a two-pointer. 38-27, Jackson Center in backcourt against Fort Loramie pressure, and the Tigers throw it away out of bounds. Head coach Scott Elkert can't be too pleased about that.
I'm going to say that was Cameron Reese's fault because he did not step back to give a good passing angle for the reverse.
38-27, Jackson Center by 11. If Fort Loramie is going to make a nip-and-tuck game of this, Chuck, in the last few minutes, Redskins need points on this possession. Here's Austin Plyman, top of the circle, left wing to Caleb Bauer. Oh, he circles the rim on a 26-footer. It went around and around, spun like a top, and came off.
I would have lost money. I would have bet that was going in.
Jackson Center gobbled up the rebound. 4:16 to go in the game. 38-27 Tigers. Here's Roberts. Here's Camden Reese. Straight away Mullenauer. He wants to drive, and Logan Eilerman busts his way down the lane, then retreats, throws it right back to the arc to Roberts. Now to Mullenauer. Mullenauer on the bounce. Left side to Camden Reese. Jay straight away. Thought about driving, no dice.
Eilerman, a real good athlete. He's staying with Mullenauer defensively.
Ball dealt by Mullenauer to Camden outside the arc on the right. Bear hugged by Maxwell Maurer. 1-1 for Jackson Center. 3:45 to go in the game. Tigers up 11. Chuck, I can bet you can count on, well, certainly less than one hand, maybe just a couple fingers, Scott Elkert teams, which have blown leads. 3 minutes plus left to go in the game. Double-digit margin. Very, very, very seldom do they give it away late.
Well, they handle the ball well, and they shoot free throws well. That is a combination to win games down the stretch.
And Camden Reese had just buried a pair at the stripe, lifting Jackson Center to a 40-27 spread.
They're 9-for-9 in the game now shooting free throws.
There you go. That's why they call them free charity tosses. 3 points at the stripe. Jackson Center's cashed in. 3.5 to go in the game. 40-27 Jackson Center. Caleb Maurer works left corner, baseline, in the lane to Logan Eilerman. Half hook, good, and a foul. Well done. Assist Caleb Maurer on the finish. Logan Eilerman. Maurer pitched the ball to Logan a lot further than that on the gridiron.
Yeah.
3:23 to go, fourth quarter, 18 fouls Fort Loramie, 5 Jackson Center. Logan Eilerman at the stripe, eyes the basket, missed it off the flange. Good play by Camden Reese, who jumped in front of Logan Eilerman to get the long board. And then Mullenauer in his haste fakes right, goes left, and drags the pivot foot. 3:17 to go in the game, 40-29. Jackson Center by 11 over Fort Loramie.
They have been playing so well, it's not unheard of for them to have kind of an off night tonight.
Here is Ethan Kaiser, 35 feet away on the bounce. He's not had but maybe one open look or two. Caleb Maurer behind the screen, long range, 28-footer, short, hit the rim. Jackson Center 2-on-1. Here's a shot fake low on the left, and a layup is in by Grant Elkert. Mullenauer assisted him, 42-29. Jackson Center up 13. 2:44 to go, fourth quarter. Dribble drive to the top of the circle, Kaiser. Now Austin Plyman. Here's Caleb Maurer. Fark guards him. Caleb Maurer get to double digits yet, Chuck?
Caleb has 9.
Not quite there. Good job by the Tigers on him. He is 8 under his per game average. Maxwell Maurer cross court to Logan Eilerman straight away. Left side Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser on the bounce, wants to shoot. Can't get free. Baseline drive, good idea by Logan Eilerman. An opening developed, getting there late, Jackson Center, which fouled. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Timeout called. 2:10 to go in the fourth. Tigers lead it by 13. And, Chuck, we will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a brand new underwriting sponsor in Jackson Center, Allen Ball Insurance. You know, businesses must constantly look for ways to build solid and long-lasting relationships with their customers. And for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers. Thus the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio, Allen Ball is an independent insurance firm which offers coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual, for example. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains the small town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call, 937-596-6712. They will be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBallInsurance.com, AllenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. Fort Loramie field goal to cut it to 11, 42-31, a minute 51 to go in the game. Jackson Center attacking an offense foul against the Redskins. Who got the last 2 points for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
At the other end, that was Logan Eilerman. He's got 6 for the quarter. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line, though.
19 fouls in Fort Loramie. 1-1 situation here for Jackson Center, and the shot skids off the rim. It's no good. Here is Fort Loramie's Caleb Maurer exploding down the floor, nice into the lane, nearly swallowed up by a couple of Tigers. He was fouled and attracts the personal and 2 free throws for Caleb, a minute 44 to go. 11-point game with a 3-point shot, Chuck. It's hardly over yet.
Well, the number 2 team comes in here, and Loramie did not back down at all, and you didn't think they would.
Nope. Free throw by Caleb Maurer, around and off. No good. Jackson Center out shooting Fort Loramie at the stripe. Second shot by Caleb on the way. That one rattles and stays in. 10-point game, 42-32.
That's 10 points for Caleb.
Here is Camden Reese in backcourt, picked up by Logan Eilerman. Double team comes. Ball thrown over the timeline to Bryson Roberts. He's hounded and fouled by Ethan Kaiser. 94 seconds to go in this game. 42-32, Jackson Center leads it.
Well, they missed their first free throw when they missed the front end of the 1-on-1 last time. That was Bryson Roberts. He's there for 2 now.
Double bonus, 10 fouls in Fort Loramie. Free throw by Bryson. Front rim, backboard, hits the rim again, and bounces home. 11-point difference, 43-32. Second shot, Bryson. Yep, nails them both. 12-point advantage, 44-32, Jackson Center. 90 seconds to go in the game. Caleb Maurer up ahead, top of the circle. Gets a screen from Eilerman. Caleb Maurer dances down the lane. Awkward shot, foul, Jackson Center. 1-on-1, Caleb Maurer with a pick or a screen, Chuck. Gets a half step on you, and you just about have to foul him.
Well, he's strong, he's smart, and he's athletic. That's quite a combination for a basketball player.
Fort Loramie trying to put points on the board with the clock halted. Caleb Maurer sinks the free throw, 44-33. Jackson Center on top by 11. Second one, Caleb, yes. 44-34. Minute 25 to go in the game. Here's Jackson Center fumbling the ball in backcourt. Camden Reese couldn't hang on. Off his fingertips, under pressure. Fort Loramie possession. 10-point game. That's three threes and a free throw. Scott Elkert wants to talk it over. Minute 25 to go in the fourth. This reminder, Friday night, we're at Rushi. Anna boys play the Rushi Raiders. Now keep abreast of our scorersbroadcast.com website for games this weekend. We'd like to see the Marion Local girls for the first time this year. Marion Local is at Anna. By the way, Chuck, I may have misread the OHSAA.org website. It's very possible for the Fort Loramie girls to play Rushi in a Division IV regional semifinal. They would be on paths, should they win sectional and district, to collide in the regional semi.
Well, Rushi not playing good basketball right now. They need to really figure out a way to turn this around.
And the Rushi girls and the Fort Loramie girls meet up.
Yep. This next week,
yep.
Right?
After the tournament draw, which is Sunday, by the way, in girls. Fort Laramie inbounds, top of the circle, Austin Plyman. He hurls up a three, a little crooked to the right, long rebound, right corner, Maxwell Maurer to Caleb in the paint, a leaner, hits the rim, deflected to Fark of Jackson Center, which leads but 10 with a minute 10 to go. Sloppy pass, Jackson Center, picked off of Maxwell Maurer, might have double dribbled on the run, threw it off the backboard, fell to the ground. He was tagged on the play by a Jackson Center defender.
Now this is not going to be a happy film session tomorrow when they go in and take a look at this. They have not played very well.
Head coach Scott Elkert not pleased with the ball handling late in this game by his Tigers. Fort Laramie's pressure has caused Jackson Center some difficulty down the stretch. Free throw by Maxwell Maurer is in, and it's a 9-point game, a minute 3 to go. Second shot, Maxwell flexes the knees and buries it. 44-36. Jackson Center by 8. Minute to go in the game. Chest pass to midcourt to Camden Reese. Gives it up ahead to Heitkamp. Now frees it to Roberts. Wide open Mullenauer. Cherry picking below the basket. They lob it to him, and he gets a snowbird, an easy two.
That's what you get when if you take it and throw a couple extra passes, you're going to get layups out of this.
With a lot of weather coming tonight, Chuck, isn't that what you call an easy, unmolested layup all by yourself, a snowbird? Have you heard that expression?
I have not.
I come up with a new term every now and then. Foul against Jackson Center. Guess who's at the line again? Caleb Maurer. And that one did look like a top. It went around the rim, might have touched the net, then spun and spun some more, hung on the front iron, came off, and then that one was way short, and he got a nice cherry hop off the iron. It hit the backboard and fell through. 46-37, Jackson Center. Foul backcourt against Fort Laramie.
Longest fourth quarter we've had all year.
I think so. It is dragging. 9-point lead, Jackson Center. 46-37. So don't forget, if you need the right solution for true comfort, if you need to get rid of those cold spots at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect, the way you want it to feel. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Rep Jackson Center went 1-for-2 from the stripe, and then Fort Laramie hustled down the floor and missed a driving layup.
Yep.
Foul, Redskins. We've seen a dozen shots tonight, Chuck, from inside 4 feet. Get blown by both teams.
Caleb's not going to miss that shot very often.
Nope. 10-point game still. 28.1 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center 47, Fort Laramie 37. Jace Mullenauer cans the first on the double bonus situation. What a night for him.
21
for Mullenauer, shooting for 22 at the free throw line, and he pops it in. Nolan Fark had 20 for Jackson Center in the first meeting between the two. Mullenauer at 15. Here's a long three straightaway, Caleb Maurer. It barely caught iron, grazed the rim to the right. Rebound, Jackson Center. That's going to do it. Tigers walk to midcourt. We'll count it down. 11, 10, 9. Jackson Center, 49. And Fort Laramie, 37. Jackson Center Tigers embellish on a fine season. Tigers coming into tonight have won 14 straight, make it 15 in a row. Jackson Center now 15-1, 9-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Next game for Jackson Center is one that we will likely cover next Saturday night at Minster. No league game for Jackson Center next Friday evening, or I should say this coming Friday night. By the way, 1 week from tonight, Jackson Center is on the road at Lima Central Catholic. Fort Laramie Redskins have got games coming up against Fairlawn and Marion. Local, tough double weekend for the Redskins, both games away from home, at the Jets and at the Flyers this coming Friday and Saturday for Fort Loramie, which drops to 12-4 on the year and 5-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center victorious by 12 as we say hi to Greg Woolley from, hello Greg, from Allen Ball Insurance. Greg Woolley here in the stands tonight. We just said hello to Greg, the new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Once again, a quick note about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. The raffle itself will take place during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. That's when the winning prizes will be drawn. The top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold, 80 prizes. 4% chance to win you have, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at FLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle. That's FLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle. The Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle, drawings held during the Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Once again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them on the air with us tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. They're with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Dodge Chrysler, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Mufflers in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. I'd like to remind you that we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We've got a full menu. Come have a snack. Breakfast starts at 6 in the morning. The omelets are outstanding. And great strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Chuck McBee alongside with a look at the final stats and to reward a few players with our Clancy Star of the Game sandwich treat. Big night for Jace Mullenauer for the Jackson Center Tigers. He excelled at both ends of the court, did everything extremely well. Hot shooting night for Jace.
Well, we had two players that came in that I still feel like have a chance at the Player of the Year. Caleb Maurer did not have a strong game tonight. He had 13. He only had two baskets for the game. On the other side, the other player is Jace Mullenauer. He had 22. They out-rebounded Loramie 24-17, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Jackson turned it six times, four times in the second half against that pressure.
Right.
Loramie didn't turn the ball over in the second half, three for the game. They really played pretty well. To lose the game by 12 points, that just shows you how good Jackson is. Individual scoring on the other, besides Mullenauer's 22, you drop all the way down to Lucas Heitkamp off the bench with 6 and 5 for Nolan Fark, definitely below his average. And the player of the game on the Jackson side is Jace Mullenauer. On the Loramie side, 13 points for Caleb Maurer, then they got 7 from Austin Plyman, they got 6 from Logan Eilerman, and Caleb Maurer, my player of the game for the Redskins.
Caleb wound up with how many, Chuck?
13.
13, 4 below his per game average. Jackson Center did a pretty good defensive job on him. He got several points very late when the verdict was really decided.
Right, he had 8 free throws.
The Jackson Center coming off a big double weekend of victories. Jackson Center didn't click as well tonight as it had this past Friday and Saturday, but still played terrific defense, holding Fort Loramie to 37.
Yep.
and coming out on top by a dozen, 49-37. Our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Chuck, thank you. Thanks to Bryant Billing for filling in for me on Saturday while I had the chance to babysit for our 23-month-old Crosby.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Named for Sidney Crosby. My daughter's husband is a big Pittsburgh Penguins fan. So he's got the not only the Cincinnati Bengals garb, the Cincinnati Reds garb. They live down in Cincinnati. But he's got the black and gold Pittsburgh Penguins garb.
I can live with that. Steelers, no, but the Penguins, sure.
And he's got a friendly hockey stick that won't hurt you. Oh, my. What a night here at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center continues to roll on. Tigers now 15-1. In the second AP state poll of the year last night, Jackson Center crept up to number 2 behind Richmond Heights. Certainly with a good week of play. Contest this Saturday at Minster. Jackson Center will hang on to no worse than number 2 right in the poll next week. Fort Loramie with its fourth setback in league play tonight. Fourth loss on the year for Fort Loramie. Redskins and Botkins in a scrap now for that third, fourth place spot in the Shelby County Athletic League. Redskins have two tough games coming up this weekend. In fact, Fort Loramie gets its shot at Marion Local this coming Saturday night at the Flyers Gym.
Well, if they take if coaches do what they normally do, they will look at records. They won't pay much attention to anything else, which means that the third seed will be Loramie and the fourth seed will be Botkins.
You're talking tournament, right?
Yes.
Yep.
That's just how it works.
And I think that's probably the way it should work.
Maybe. Or maybe take a look at who you played non-league, who you beat, how bad you beat teams. I think there's more that goes into it than that.
The coaches should include strength of schedule in their determination of the rank order of the clubs in the sectional tournament. They should.
Boy, I liked it back in the day when you went to the tournament draw and everybody saw who you voted for.
I'm not sure if that's the case this year.
It's going to be, but it used to be that way.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it does work. If you find out, let me know.
Okay.
Next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, Friday night from Rushi, Anna Rockets against the Rushi Raiders. Rushi won at Anna first time around. We'll see how this one goes. Rushi playing mighty good basketball. Last two times we saw Rushi perform, Hayden Quinter scored 27 in each of the two games, Chuck.
Yeah, he's on a real roll.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website and take advantage of the snow day tomorrow if you get it. Play it close to the vest. Don't travel till late in the day when much of that rain or much of that snow or freezing rain changes to just rain.
I've got a 10 o'clock cardiology appointment down in Huber Heights, so I'm going to set up like a tank and drive on down.
I'll come and get you if you want me to.
I'll be okay.
Okay. Thanks so much to our great online listening audience tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying once again the final score tonight. The Jackson Center boys defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins 49-37.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.